Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And I've got him on the road today, but his being on the road is the actual impetus behind this segment with him today. Joining me now from headed towards Mississippi is Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC.
How's it going, Bill?
It's good. It's good. So, you know, earlier today when we were talking, Dave's going on a hunt. And I don't know anything about hunting myself. I'm not a hunter. And I made the comment to Dave that it would probably be good to know in the event of something really going south, especially with all the supply chain nonsense we're going on. And this formed this set of things for me. And I'm going to be kind to us here and make it easy for us to work with this. So I want to talk about you being in your hometown, not at home, when an EMP hits.
Okay.
Now, an EMP, for those that don't know, an EMP is a high-altitude nuclear detonation, which would fry pretty much anything that runs off of electricity with a circuit or a micro or a semiconductor. Like, we don't already have a semiconductor shortage now. It would do all of that stuff immediately, and then we're sitting around. Now we're back in the days of Dodge City. So for you, my sign that I was hit with an EMP would be if my car shut off and my phone went black.
Right.
What would yours be, about the same, or?
Yeah, it would be about the same for everybody. Just the grid would drop completely. Anything that you can imagine driven by electricity is pretty much a done deal. Under those circumstances, you know, you're going to have to, you know, for example, I'm on the road traveling, you know, time, speed, distance, exactly where are you at when this takes place? You know what I mean? If you're moving down the road in your vehicle, it's going to be somewhat of a problem just to get it, you know, stopped safely.
Right.
Traffic circumstances, you know, it's just, you know, I wish I had a crystal ball. It's just not going to be good on any level. So immediate. But your question puts into sharp focus for me is what I would consider immediate survival requirements. Of course, you know, traveling for whatever reasons, traveling away from home, you should have a pretty substantial war kit with you. So, you know, if you do, fine. If you don't, you know, do the best you can. But I want you to think about something.
Sure.
In respect to immediate survival requirements, what kind of physical shape are you in? This is where, you know, a lot of people, you know, they pay lip service to being physically healthy, in shape for their age, blah, blah, blah. But when things go bad, normally what happens is you become, you know, a bipedal animal. You're going to wind up walking for movement, for transportation. So where are you? What are your immediate circumstances? And how far is it to any level of, I guess, what you could consider support? You know, food, shelter, clothing, you know, what are the weather conditions like?
What season is it?
Maybe, yeah, the season. Do you have seasonal clothing with you? What about water? You know, if you do you keep water in your vehicle? If you become stranded in your vehicle and you and your vehicle is in fact inoperable, that's your you could consider your vehicle your start point. So what do you have to start with? You know, any you got any food, water in your vehicle for these types of circumstances? Additional clothing set aside, you know, the war bag that we've already spoke to. And I will expand on the war bag in one respect without getting into too much detail. If you have, now based on your background and experience and what you know and understand about war fighting, the only thing that should be in that war bag is war fighting materials, period. And I'll leave it at that. But if you, you know, if you take just a few minutes and stop and think, you know, if things went, if the grid dropped right now, what would be my highest prioritized need? And that would be shelter. Being on the road like I am. Now, I'm fairly familiar with the area because I've driven this route I don't know how many times. And I do know people in the local areas sporadically. But I'm kind of, you could call it to nowhere Mississippi. The first thing that I would look for is shelter and try to figure it out from there.
Now, to that end, do you carry a tarp? Do you carry a poncho liner? Do you carry anything like that to make your own shelter if you had to?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. I have in my war bag, I have the classic military Woobie ponchos. I actually have three ponchos. And two survival tarps. There. And it, what's cool about this, you're familiar with a survival blanket, right? That little fold-up stuff in your pocket.
Yes, sir. The,
it's like a heat shield, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, there's a company, and I'll get the info to you. I stumbled on these trying to find the end of the Internet one day, and I ordered them, and they're actually very high quality. It's a ground, it's basically a ground tarp material, but on one side of it is the, metallic heat reflecting stuff, you know, they use for those emergency blankets. So you not only have, you know, you could use it as a, an emergency blanket if you needed to, but in respect to building your shelter, it, retains heat in the shelter as
right.
well.
Right.
So I thought that was pretty trick, so I bought two of them. But it's an interesting problem you present.
Well, we're going to continue that when we get back, coming up on the first break. You can find out what Super Dave's got planned this year by going to combatspeed.com. That's where everything starts. Of course, he is also the host of Trigger Time TV. If you've never checked that out, go give that a look. I can't think of somebody better that would be the head tactical guy in charge than Super Dave. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Super Dave Harrington. When you were in Spec Ops, you learned to live without a lot of life's luxuries, didn't you?
Right. Yeah, it was pretty, at times it was pretty sparse. But there was other times, you know... Well, the flip side of that coin, there were several times, we expected to, have some pretty grim, you know, support and wind up staying in a five-star hotel. those are always really good gigs, by the way.
Yeah, well, when you're in combat, you should get they should find every creature comfort. Or in training, when you're training for combat, they should find every creature comfort. I remember many times in West Germany, when there was a West Germany, where I'd be standing in the snow with the snow snowing on my steak and my baked potato and my green beans as we were getting ready to go to the railhead and put everything up and go back. And I would eat that steak standing in the snow, happy as I could be, the happiest man on the planet at that time. So but I never got put in a five-star hotel, I do have to tell you that. Rode on a lot of trains, though.
So. Well, you know, one correlation I like to think about in respect to the sheer psychological pressure that war can create is like the pilots of World War One. You know, on the cutting edge of figuring out how to fight with aircraft, they lived fairly high on the hog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Comparatively, and then, you know, fly in. Their war was considerably different than the man on the ground.
Yeah.
But, you know, war is hell on a lot of different levels.
There's a reason they say that, too. So.
Exactly.
So let's get back to, you've mentioned the war bag. Now, does your war bag vary in its ingredients, depending on, like, when you started to go across, head west, when you decided to head west, did you bump it up a little bit on the old war bag, or is it pretty much the same?
No, it pretty much remains intact. The thing about it is, one thing that I do want to point out, so everybody can understand, is my, and this is just coming from me, my war bag is dedicated, it's a dedicated vehicle war bag, okay? It stays in my vehicle. So because of that, now, yes, I do have an alarm and I got OnStar and all that, but the bottom line is, I pretty much consider it expendable because it can be stolen out of my vehicle at any time. You see what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, there's pros and cons to having a dedicated war bag in your vehicle. If you can't afford to lose it, you're going to have to manage it. And that is, you know, make sure the bag gets to and from the vehicle anytime, you know, you go anywhere or feel that it's a necessity. But, of course, if you want to be prepared 100% of the time, you need to have a dedicated war bag in your vehicle.
I have a bag that I do carry. I don't leave it in the vehicle simply because I don't want it stolen and used in crime.
I totally get that part.
Yeah. I live too close to where people might find it. Yeah. But now, as far as your war bag composition, when you start talking about water, food, and shelter.
Okay.
How much?
The war bag's fighting implements.
Okay. So let's go back. Let's get away from the fight. We'll come back to the fighting implements. Let's go back to the necessary supplies you might need. Do you carry with you?
Yeah, the support bag. Yep.
So that's the support bag. So in the support bag, when you're figuring on water, how much water do you carry?
I can't remember the outfitter's name. I think they're Outfit or something. I have two stainless steel water jugs that I keep in the vehicle at all times. So, I have, two gallons of water to rely on. I try to keep the foodstuffs I've got them metered out for a 72-hour period. One thing about water you need to take into consideration is your expected physical output. You know, how much energy are you going to have to put out? A good rule of thumb there. For example, you know, you get stranded in your vehicle or stranded in your vehicle in a remote location and you have to walk. What kind of shape are you in? How far can you go? How much weight can you carry? So, you know, I understand it could be as simple as, you know, carry up to a week's worth of stuff.
Right.
But then that kind of ties you to your vehicle.
Right.
You can't break contact with your vehicle without, you know, taking, you know, you're not going to be able to take all of it.
No.
But you could have extra. I'm not saying just have 72 hours worth of food and water. You can have as much as you want. It's just, it's a roll of the dice in respect to whether you're going to need it or not.
Right.
And if you need it, what's the distribution going to be? You know, is it just you? Do you have family members? What about pets? Do you have any pets? Do you have food for them? I don't know. There's so many different things to consider. It really needs to be, your plan needs to be looked at, I would say, weekly.
Yeah.
Just to make sure it's legit.
I can see that.
You know, the expected circumstances, you know, whatever circumstances you expect to find yourself in, you know, in the immediate future. And, of course, you plan as you go along.
Let's talk about what those might be when we get back. Super Dave does cultivate social media. On Facebook, he has two identities. He is Dave Harrington for his civilian page, his regular page, and his commercial page is Super Dave Harrington. His YouTube channel is Super Dave Harrington. And your Instagram is what?
S Dave underscore Harrington.
Check him out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation is soaring to its highest level in 40 years. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says the consumer price index jumped 7% for the year ending in December.
What this is this is the Democrats' tax on the middle class.
Johnson continues on Fox News by saying the American Rescue Plan helped spike inflation.
When they pass their $1.9 trillion COVID relief package on a 100% partisan basis, we had a $1 trillion left unspent from the previous $4 trillion.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics saying that's the biggest 12-month jump since June 1982. Former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is lying in state at the U.S. Capitol. Reid passed away just 3 days after Christmas. You're listening to USA Radio News. As Democrats continue to discuss changes to the filibuster, Lance Pry from our USA Radio News West Coast Bureau takes a look at some of the comments we've heard in the past from Democrats.
As President Biden announced Tuesday in Atlanta, Georgia, that he and Democrats plan to do away with the filibuster rule in the Senate, we're reminded of the same Democrat leaders from back in the day. Senator Chuck Schumer.
They want to make this country into a banana republic, where if you don't get your way, you change the rules.
Senator Cory Booker.
The legislative filibuster should stay there, and I will personally resist efforts to get rid of it.
Senator Joe Biden.
It raises problems that are more damaging than the problem that exists.
You're going to throw the entire Congress into chaos and nothing will get done.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
All 17 people who died in Sunday's Bronx apartment building fire have now been identified, including 8 children. This is USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We've been talking to Super Dave Harrington. We're talking EMP. And let's talk about what you might find immediately after the EMP. Now, for you, you're going to be out there saying, oh, this finally happened. This is going to be interesting. And you're going to be assessing certain situations and probably figuring out where you're going to go. Do you have a map? Already, do you already have like a map and a compass laid out in your combat?
In the war bag.
Yeah,
I have a simple. I keep it current, you know, annually. Rhode Alice.
Okay.
It's the most in my experience. It's the most compact and comprehensive nav tool you can have.
Which, if you're a member of AAA, you can get for free. You can get one. You can get a very good one for free, can't you?
Right. Bam.
Yeah.
The compass thing, problematic. I don't know how that's gonna go with an EMP type deal. On the scale they would have to pull it off on, I don't know if that would affect their magnetic waves or what, man. I don't know.
That's a good question. That would be interesting to see. I've never asked that. Yeah. I've never heard that discussion. So, I guess in your case, you just pull out the road atlas and orient yourself on the map and figure out your route and off
right.
You go.
Yep.
Now, I would imagine most everybody else that isn't Super Dave that might be around you when this goes off is going to be looking around going, what's this? So it's not going to be Mad Max Central immediately after, initially, right? Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. It'll take a while to get to that point. That's going to be kind of a civilized point. It'll
right.
Work itself, too. It's going to be immediate chaos on all levels. Primarily, as I see it, it's going to break down to the haves
and the have-nots.
Yep. Yep.
And that's going to be the first train wreck.
Now, one thing I need to point out, you know, the Russians actually have tried EMPs on their own people. It was one of the Stans. I can't remember which one it was. Might have been Kyrgyzstan or one of the other ones. And when they detonated the EMP, while certain systems like cars were affected immediately, transformers and everything, there were some transformers that lasted for up to 2 weeks after that, but then they popped. Then they simply popped and they just exploded. So it's probably not going to be a 100% outage initially. Unless, and that may vary, I guess, depending on the altitude of where it's popped.
Not only the altitude, but the size of the device they use.
Right. What kind of yield they get out of it.
Yeah.
But then again, once again, we're talking about what you're going to find on the ground. So what you're going to find on the ground is probably a bunch of people that have no idea what just happened and have no idea what's going on and have no idea what to do. Now, on day one, when all of this happens, if you were me and I'm walking around and I am working on my physical fitness and I am working on what I can carry and everything else, I have been working on it for the last little bit of a, little, not quite a month, but I had to start somewhere. So I am working on that. But would I be concerned? Should I be concerned with telling everybody that was an EMP and you need to do this, this, and this, or should I just keep my head low and do what I got to do to get home?
I would just do what you need to do to get home.
That's what I was thinking. And, like, in your war
because
bag...
Because at that point, it's going to be every man for himself, really.
Yeah. Yeah. In your war bag, do you carry anything large as far as weaponry? Like a rifle?
AR, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a 16-inch AR specced out, you know, for me. Pistol kit. Rifle kit. Front and back chest plates, ballistic headgear, eye and ear protection. I have several flavors of edged weapons or tools.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they can be used as tools just as easily as they can be used as a weapon. And fire. Varying methods of fire starting.
Do you indulge yourself with a ferro rod, or do you go that deep?
A what?
Ferro rod, you know, the spark striker, the ferro rod.
I've got one of those. Yeah, the steel rod, the flint. Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah.
My first go-to is a Bic lighter.
Yeah. Do you carry anything like dryer lint or any of that other stuff to help you get the fire started?
The you hit the nail on the head, man. That is the best material, fire starting material to have. You know, if you can think to hang on to it, put a lint bucket by your dryer.
Right. Save up.
And as you store it up, man, all you got to do is smash it up, put it in a Ziploc bag.
It compresses down real nice and small. So I imagine I'm going to have to break down and get a helmet. I do not have a helmet. I know why you are advocating a helmet. I don't have one.
Right.
Do you have one you recommend?
You know, mine's dated. Mine's an older Mitch helmet. You know, that's an interesting point, man. I'm gonna have to get on the computer and pull up and see what's current.
And, now the trendy thing is the bump helmet. Have you seen that? That's the skeletal helmet.
I'm not familiar with that.
It's like the Team Wendy ones and the Cry Precision ones and the.
Okay.
I mean, when the only one I ever wore besides the two-piece brain bucket that was World War II, I was there when they issued the first Kevlar helmets, which, yep, you know, made cool. us feel decidedly like Star Wars boys. But which I think the Mitch helmet is sort of similarly shaped, right? It's a little bit smaller, but similarly shaped.
Right. I've got my original Kevlar that I was issued.
How did you know the supply sergeant? Is that how you got away with it? Did you buy it?
What'd I
you
don't do? Know, man. I don't know how I wound up with it. I found it in a box. You know, I cleared CIF and all that. But I had this Kevlar helmet. And, periodically, it may even be the helmet I found on a DZ one time. But, I mean, it's perfectly good for use.
Sure.
You know, it's just a regular K-pot, you know?
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to be looking for something lightweight. Looking for something lightweight. Now, when we get back, I want to talk about what you do after you've done all the stuff. You've got your war bag. You got your support bag. You have made the hazardous trip amongst while it will get to the have and the have-nots, you're going to be making a trip with the who know what's going on and who don't know what's going on. And you will have made that trip, and you've made it home and everything. We're going to talk about your plan, if you would, when we get back. Talking to Super Dave Harrington, mm-hmm. CombatSpeed.com. Hopefully get to train with the man sometime this year. He's game, I'm game. You know, it's just finding the time to make it work. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Been talking to Super Dave Harrington. He's on his way to a hunt in Mississippi and took the time out to pull over on the side of the road and have a little chat with us. And so, been talking about EMP. Now, he's made it home. He's home at the Harrington compound. At this point, what do you do now? I mean, what have you got laid? Have you got it? Well, I don't even know if a generator would survive a EMP if it's got semiconductors on it. Would it? It probably wouldn't.
Probably not.
So do you have propane?
Well,
do you have
need an immediate resupply for the stuff I needed. I'd tap into whatever I needed to replace, used getting home. You kind of put me in a wait and see kind of a position, because on the scale that you're talking about this incident happening, it's going to take kind of a national level effort,
right,
to recover. You know what I mean? There's going to be
right.
It's going to be a lot of casualties. I just think in terms of, look at the number of aircraft in the vicinity that'll go down.
Oh, yeah. That will be horrific, because every plane in the sky is coming down.
It's just going to be, as I sit here and think about it, it's kind of hard to imagine, at what level the effect is going to have on, just outright casualties.
Well, I mean, initially it's going to be all of that cataclysmic stuff where if they were relying on electricity to keep them in the air, on the road, whatever it was, that's going to be gone. And initially, everybody's going to be looking at that.
Right.
And then the problem is, I think, and just to give you an idea, I'm trying to look up how many. You're talking about 9,728 airplanes on average in the air all the time.
Wow.
Nearly 10,000 commercial aircraft in the air all the time. So that's what would be, that would be coming down. But the big problem is going to be exposure and starvation, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Weather conditions, time of year, age, physical fitness, you rob people of their heat, X number are going to freeze to death.
Yep.
You rob people of their food, X number of people are going to starve to death. It's kind of hard to imagine. I mean, you can sit down and do the math and generate the casualty numbers, but you need a little more working information, but it's not going to go well, man.
No, it's going to be really, really bad. It's really going to be bad.
Your chances of surviving, you know, you may survive the immediate action, but no telling, you know, what your life expectancy would be, you know, based on where you're at in time and space when something like this took place.
Well, I mean, I think two things to consider is that you can prepare for this kind of stuff, right? You can try to prepare for this kind of stuff. You can, you need to worry about heat. You need to worry about food. And then the big thing is you need to worry about defending all of that. You got to be able to hang on to all of that for that to be of any benefit to you. And,
exactly.
Like I've seen certain preppers out there that have one guy that's in charge of security and, you know, there is a 360 degree avenue of approach in on them. And you see all these people, you tell me if this, if things go in this particular fashion.
Right.
After about a week or two, everybody around me that's supposed to be part of my team, they better be strapped. They better be carrying a weapon. They better know what their responsibilities are. And just relying on one person and the, you know, the haves will be the targets at that point, won't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you're not going to, you know, you're going to have some kind of a support network, you know, even if it's just, you know, a network of friends. Or whatever, you know, nobody's going to, you can't survive something like this on your own.
Right.
You know, you can't stay awake 100% of the time. You can't pull security 100% of the time. You can't really do everything as one person 100% of the time. And that legitimately needs to be addressed in support of surviving. So you're going to have, you know, people that you can rely on.
Right. I saw that in actual practice during Hurricane Sandy in New Jersey. I don't know if you remember that, but like in New Jersey and the suburbs, while New Jersey's not the best gun-friendly state, there are actually guns there. And in New Jersey, certain subdivisions will put up a sign saying, if you come in here, we're going to kill you because we're armed.
Right.
And the subdivision combined and, you know, got together and everything and made that work. And they restricted certain stuff there. In New York, it was another. They were going door to door in New York. People were defending themselves with garbage can lids and baseball bats and whatever else they had. But that wasn't a good plan at all. But I completely get what you're saying, and it's almost going to be tribal, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. Immediate family. Circumstances, extended family circumstances. If you don't have immediate or extended family, you know, of course, you know, you'd probably be in a friends network or something like that.
Right.
But you're going to have, you know, people that you can rely on to survive. The human animal's not, you know, hardwired to be on their own anyway.
You know, you can buy you can buy something by Ninja, the Ninja Food Preparers. And I've got one that's called an air fryer. And it also dehydrates food.
Right.
So you can dehydrate a bunch of stuff, put it up. You're going to want protein and carbs. You're going to want a lot of carbs because when you get into this kind of thing, calories are king. You want calories, calories, calories because...
Exactly.
You got to look at everything you go and do as an expenditure of calories. Can you replace that caloric burn?
Right.
And, you know, if you can't, well, then you got issues to that. But I'm going to start freeze drying some hamburger meat and rice. And I'm going to get about, I guess, maybe five more cases of MREs. And I guess that's going to be the thing. But I'm also looking into one of these water bags that you can attach a filter to. So you can basically
right.
scoop up whatever's water, no matter what it looks like, wherever it's sitting,
right.
and squeeze it out, and it's drinkable water.
Cool.
Because you don't want to drink. Water is a big thing, because if you get out there and you think, oh, look, there's a lake, I'm saved. You drink that water, and you get some sort of bacterial infection. Well,
you're going to get
the exact opposite. So it's we're talking a very grim time, and at the same time, with a little bit of forethought. Because that's all self-defense is, isn't it, Dave? It's just a little bit of forethought.
Absolutely.
Training, taking the time, getting the right outfit and everything else and all this other stuff. Next week when Super Dave comes on, I'm hoping to get he's going to hook me up with somebody to help me get a rig, Super Dave rig, and I'm going to run that gentleman for a bit and see how much I like that. But anyway, you, sir, have a very good... What are you hunting, whitetail?
Right, whitetail.
Yeah.
I've got a buddy of mine is managing the herd for his local area.
Right. Time to cull.
And I have
Time to cull the herd.
Yeah, time to cull the herd, and I have a by photograph hit list I'm working with.
Listen, I'm about to run out of time, so you get back on the road, drive careful, and I expect to be hearing from you next week.
Roger that. Take care, Roger Mr. That. Bill. Thank you for the opportunity, bro.
My pleasure. Hour number two is coming up. Hour number two is, we keep on driving. We're going to be featuring Chad DeSantis from DeSantisHolster.com because they're getting ready to head to SHOT Show. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.